This is Spring Cleaning, an Avengers picklet by Sci-Fi Girl 47. Read by You Stole My Name. Touch my stuff and I'm revoking your security clearance, Tony said, and it did not sound like he was kidding. Stark, you're about one storage room short of being featured on next season's Hoarders, Phil pointed out. This is unbelievable. I built a giant tower so that I would have plenty of places to put my stuff, Tony pointed out, blocking Coulson's access to his stuff with his body. Coulson didn't look intimidated, but Coulson never looked intimidated. I added 10 floors just for my stuff. I like my stuff. What is this? Darcy asked, peering around Phil's shoulders. She had a bandana tied around her head, and she was wearing a pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt that Tony was pretty damn sure didn't belong to her. Is this just a room full of obsolete computer equipment? No, Tony bit out. Shoo, go away. I don't know. Go somewhere that isn't here, you damn interloper. It is not a room full of obsolete computer equipment, Phil deadpanned. It is a room full of obsolete computer power cords. Wow, Darcy said. And that was pity. That was pity in her voice. And Tony glared at both of them. Out, he snarled. Cap, Phil called. You traitorous swine, Tony breathed, incensed. You! He ran out of words and just sputtered for a second. Oh, Tony, Steve said, peering around the doorframe and taking in the situation with a single glance. No, they're redundancies, Tony explained. I need to have backups. It's how engineers function, Steve. We need to have redundancies on top of redundancies. And everyone get out of this room, right now. Jarvis, screw this spring cleaning nonsense. Everyone out. I am not allowing any further access to my storage rooms. We're done. Let's go. Chop, chop. It's a room full of cords, Steve said, and he sounded just dismayed, like he'd stumbled across Tony's secret collection of shrunken heads or something. What the hell was wrong with these people? Tony, why do you have an entire room full of electrical cords? Obsolete electrical cords, Darcy pointed out, making Steve's eyes go concerned and sad, and Tony made a mental note to make her life miserable. Not obsolete, classic, Tony said, and Steve hugged him. He hugged him like this was a thing that needed hugging, when it was not a situation, it was an engineering requirement to have redundancies. There's no hugging in engineering, Tony gritted out against Steve's shoulder. That explains so much, Darcy said, and Tony wanted to kick her in the shins. Natasha, you have to see this. No, Tony said, but doing anything about it would have meant moving out of Steve's embrace, and fuck it. He'd had a damn hard day, and he deserved Steve cuddles right now. It was the only thing standing between him and getting arrested for killing his housemates. Oh my God, Natasha said, taking in the situation at a glance. It's like the tech version of a serial killer's trophy room. That's what you're going with here. That's your first attempt at an analogy, Tony said. You have hundreds of power cords suspended from hooks on the ceiling, Natasha said. She reached out, wrapping an arm around Darcy's shoulders and drawing her away. Don't look, baby. The bad man can't hurt you anymore. I hate you all, Tony grumbled against Steve's shoulder. Coulson, can you move down to the next? Steve said, rubbing Tony's back. No, Tony snarled. Jarvis, lock all unoccupied rooms. Right now. We're done. I don't even want to discuss this anymore. They have tiny handwritten labels, Darcy said, her voice awed. They're dated, itemized. This one's older than me. I will frame you for something with a very long prison sentence, Tony said. I will make a fucking fortune on eBay with this shit. That's my girl, Natasha said. No, Tony said. It's for charity, Tony, Steve explained. They're my redundancies, Tony told him. I don't think you... What if I need them? Have you ever needed them? If I needed them, they wouldn't be redundancies. Get the camera and the laptop, Darcy, Natasha said. I hate spring cleaning. I'd like to wish you luck, you funny.
take it.